I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Cliff May, founder and president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, writing his column at the Washington Times. Qatar, capital Doha, what is to be done? The airplane is the centerpiece of many reports that I see these last days. A vast 747 gifted to, we're told, some aspect of the United States government. I believe the military is the latest explanation. But there's much more to Qatar to discover, and there's mystery to its conduct, especially since the attack on Israel in 2023. Cliff, a very good evening to you. You visited Qatar, and you observe in your column its conduct these last years. Does it make sense that they would be hosting unacceptable characters attached to mass murder at the same time they're giving gifts to the United States government? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Well, in a certain way, it does. It's called hedging your bets. I think it's worse than that. But I think there are a lot of analysts who would say, sure, there are those who would say they want to be mediators. They want to have good relations with everybody, be able to talk to everybody, be able to set up lines of communications between the Islamic Republic of Iran. They had a Taliban office. I kind of remember going to see, at least from the outside, the Taliban office. They've been hosting Hamas leaders who have become fabulously wealthy, living, as I understand, in either five-star hotels or villas. And then they're also they've managed to have very close relations with the United States, including, as I mentioned in my column, a major military base that the United States uses. Now, when people talk about that, they say, you see, they're our friends. We use the Al Udeid Air Base. We have since 2001 for the U.S. military. But I point out in my column that last year the Qataris specifically forbid the use of the base for, and I quote now, attacks or wars against countries in the region or beyond, which raises, I think, a question. So what's the purpose of this base? Is it to project American power abroad? Or is it to defend Qatar? Because if it's to defend Qatar, well, that's not America first, that's Qatar first. But let me just go a little bit further. I am dubious that they are just neutral, disinterested observers, the Switzerland of the Middle East. I think that the Qataris are Muslim Brotherhood, and I think there's evidence of that, and I'm happy to go over some of that evidence with you.
I believe I have from a movie in the Second War about an Italian saying, when you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. They're trafficking with flea-ridden dogs. So, forgive me, it's an old-fashioned expression. But in any event, no one can be ignorant of the fact that they've got monsters walking the streets.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And, you know, a number of things that should worry us. Let's go back to it, and goes back a long way, more than a quarter of a century. 1996, the regime founded the media network known as Al Jazeera, and it's been hugely influential in the Middle East and well beyond the Middle East, in the U.S. as well. And if you remember way back then, the great scholar Fuad Ajami from Lebanon, a Shia, lived in the United States, taught at Princeton. I'm pleased to say I knew him. He wrote in the New York Times after watching the Arabic language station, and what he wrote was very clear. He said, day in and day out, Al Jazeera deliberately fans the flames of Muslim outrage. And he added that it may not officially be the Osama bin Laden channel, but he clearly is its star. And one more thing, if I may, Al Jazeera for years featured Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi. And he was a prominent Muslim Brotherhood ideologue or theologian, as you prefer. among those he praised on the air throughout the Arab world and beyond, Imad Magnia, and that's the terrorist mastermind who is behind the 1983 suicide bombings in Beirut, in which 241 U.S. Marines were killed. And during the Iraq War, he issued a fatwa, a religious opinion, saying that the abduction and killing of Americans is a religious obligation. So I just want to point some of that out to you and to your listeners in case that's not known.
12% of the known natural gas reserves in the solar system within reach of Qatar and the Al Thani government. They share that field with Iran. It is extremely complicated to sort out the Gulf politics, but I do this. I look at what the family has given away, and our colleague Jonathan Schanzer writes most recently they've given away $7 billion to $20 billion to American universities. Why? What does it get them?
Oh, I think it has gotten them. What has gotten them is are numerous Middle East studies departments that are not for education about the Middle East and Islam, but are in effect indoctrination centers for the Muslim Brotherhood. Look, they give this money and they say, we'll help you set up a Middle East studies center. And we'll recommend some professors. And you want diversity, equity, and inclusion. They should be, of course, Muslim professors. And we have some names for you, and we'll underwrite them. And pretty soon they're taken over. Also, quite a few campuses in the United States have multi-million dollar branch offices. In other words, parts of the university in Doha, in Qatar itself, where they study things like journalism. With who? Well, maybe with producers and reporters from Al Jazeera. And I just told you what Al Jazeera does. So this is a huge influence buying operation that has gone on for years. John Schanzer at FDD has been trying to figure out how much they've spent. And every time he thinks he's come up with a number, he looks a little further and finds that it's much, much more. Keep in mind, this is important. They realize Qatar is a country of how many citizens? About 330,000. That's kind of the population equivalent of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There are 3 million people or so who live in Qatar, but all the rest, they're either Western expatriates living well or migrant laborers who will never get citizenship from countries like Bangladesh and India and the Philippines, who are not necessarily treated very well. So that means that the huge energy resource means huge amounts of money, more than anyone can, than they can possibly spend. Make themselves rich. They get after their Ferraris and Lamborghinis. What do they want? Influence in the world. And I have to say, and I try to admit this in my column, that I think I was for years pretty naive about the Qataris, because I watched they spent billions of dollars in Gaza while it was being ruled by Hamas, terrorist organization so designated by the U.S., committed to the extermination of Israel. And I thought, that's not a bad thing. The Qataris surely don't want to spend that money building huge buildings and see them turn to rubble. And maybe all their investments in Gaza will improve life for Gazans, and maybe that will diminish Hamas's enthusiasm for killing Israelis and Jews and jihad. And surely the Qataris will counsel Hamas, you don't want to do anything to that. You don't want to get involved in a war that will end catastrophically for Gazans. I think I was naive. And I think 3 years ago, the Biden administration was naive when they designated Qatar as a major non-NATO ally. It's a position of trust and responsibility. And while people defend them, I don't think they have shown that trust and responsibility as we've gone through this crisis that evolved after the October 7th, 2023 invasion of Israel. The pogrom and the taking of hostages, including Americans. Quite a few have died. One was recently released, but that's a dollar late and a day short, it seems to me.
Cliff May, founder and president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.